The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
We're back this week with a very special guest, Cassandra Mattei, the CEO of Visit Orlando. Cassandra will be joining Paul and I to chat all about Orlando.
Hi, Cassandra. Hi, Jill.
Hi, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining
everyone.
Us.
Hello, everyone.
Greetings from sunny Orlando for Cassandra.
That's right. Yes, beautiful day with beautiful warm weather for sure.
And that's one of the many reasons why Irish holidaymakers and holidaymakers all over the world just love Orlando. Year-round, Jill. Yeah. Stunning,
especially
stunning
now.
Warm days.
Yeah, we have to get out of this chilliness. Go to sunny Orlando.
While we're heading for darker winter. Yes, yeah. A lovely time to get to Orlando.
Great. So maybe we can just kick off and start by discussing how to get to Orlando from Ireland. So who would fly direct from Ireland to Orlando?
It's never been easier to get from Ireland to Orlando. You know, we have Aer Lingus offers daily flights from Dublin to our Orlando International Airport, and that began direct service in 2007. We also have TUI, who flies direct from Belfast to Melbourne Orlando International Airport, and that's new, and that just started this year. And there's going to be seasonal services that will run from June 21st for 4 weeks, so for that summer holiday time frame. And the flights, you know, they're only 8, maximum 9 hours, but of course, we have many other carriers that have maybe not that nonstop direct, but it's very easy to get to Orlando.
Oh, it is. Like, there's so many options out of Ireland. As Cassandra was saying, TUI out of Belfast, Aer Lingus out of Dublin, and like they have quite a number of direct flights every week, year round. And then the other US carriers that we have here, Delta, United, JetBlue, American, Air Canada, all providing services down to Orlando. And a perfect combo, Jill. So that you can do a 2-center or a 3-center holiday and, you know, look at the budget. If the direct flight is costing a bit more, the indirect option might be cheaper. So it's year-round destination, weather point of view. Cassandra can fill us in on the weather. Like, it is just, you live there, you enjoy it. And I'm sure one of the reasons you live there is the weather.
Well, one of the things we talk about is winter doesn't exist here, right? So for those people that love to have a golf getaway, you can, you know, be playing golf in January and in March. And so really, it's very, as far as the weather, the sunny skies, it's a great day, a great place for a winter holiday. And especially, you know, I know as you are embarking on your winter, just know you can get some sunny skies coming over to Orlando.
Very tempting. Only 8 hours, like easy. And a great direct service with Aer Lingus. As with any of the American carriers, you have the advantage of, you know, with Dublin Airport, that pre-clearance. So it's really, really great.
That's true.
Yeah. So maybe we get an overview on Orlando before we get into where to stay. Because it is, as I was explaining to Jill, it's a really large city, conurbation, urbanization, whatever you want to call it. So maybe, Cassandra, you could give us a bit of a, you know, local perspective on what the tourists should think about when they're looking at Orlando and where the various theme parks and different key attractions are located.
The theme parks definitely are a driving force of why a lot of families make their first trip to Orlando. But one thing that we get to do at Visit Orlando is really share what there is to do even beyond the parks.
Of course.
You know, there's ecotourism, there's outdoor tourism, there's arts and culture. And so there's so many different things to do depending on what the family or friends are wanting to do. And as you mentioned, we are a very large area. And so what you want to do is figure out what is going to be your home base, because we have various neighborhoods that offer distinct and unique offerings, whether it's restaurants, whether it's the attractions. And so that's really what you want to do first is what part of town would you like to live in? Because what are you going to be doing? You may want to even take a day trip to the Space Coast as an example, but it's very easy to stay in Central Florida and have those day trips. Maybe you want to see a rocket launch at Kennedy Space Center.
Wow.
Again, that's only 40 minutes away from the core of Orlando. So, you know, I think if you are a Disney fanatic or you really like Harry Potter and Universal, you know, sometimes those can tend to be home bases in areas that are either on the property or surrounding the property for families to enjoy.
So you have the city, obviously, where you guys are based, because that's the commercial part of the city. And then you have all of these different areas. So, like, can you name off a couple of the locations and the tourist hotspots or the locations that become kind of the speak for travel trade and for the consumer when they're looking at a holiday in Central Florida?
So one area is called the International Drive. It has thousands and thousands of hotel rooms. So there's a lot of choices. There's hundreds of entertainment as well as smaller attractions. You know, we actually have the Orlando Eye, which is a great point of view in enjoying the destination. And it's featured in what's called Icon Park. And again, there's nightlife, there's sports bars, there's dancing, live music. So the iDrive area is an entertainment district. And again, it has a variety of accommodations, whether it's the new Viettel Orlando Resort, which is more like villa rentals, to, of course, full service properties such as the Hyatt Regency Orlando, which, you know, has a pool, has a spa, and a lot of people like that. So there's a lot of offerings that are in the iDrive area. Of course, Universal. They have its own hotel, many hotel offerings right on property. And some of the benefits to staying on-site properties is you get complimentary transportation to the theme parks as well as early admission. And so for those theme park goers, that's an added benefit for staying. And of course, in 2025, we're going to have new Universal Lowe's properties. For the Universal Stella Nova Resort is an example that's opening up January 21st. And people, they're already making reservations right now. So looking at the spring, when the park opens in May, people are already preparing their plans in order to stay on property near the new Epic Universe theme park. So, and then of course, Disney. They have their own hotels, thousands of hotel rooms. Whether you want to stay in a cabin or a full service resort, they have every offering in between. And even in that Lake Buena Vista area, which is where Disney Springs is, which is similar, you know, a downtown of Disney, if you will, that offers restaurants, shopping, many things to do in the evening. There's other hotel brands. So if you are a Marriott goer or, you know, name a brand, we're going to have those trusted brands in our community. So you'll always be able to find something that you're interested in. But when you talked about downtown, where I am located today, we've got the Dr. Phillips Center of Performing Arts. There's Broadway shows, there's concerts, there's a lot of restaurants and dining that surround. And so there's just unique offerings in these different neighborhoods. So that would be probably my first choice or my first recommendation is figure out what neighborhood you want to stay in, and then you can build your itinerary around that.
So much to do, Jill. So kind of International Drive with every type of hotel standard you're going to look for. And then I think it's kind of towards the north of iDrive that Universal is located, is it, Cassandra?
Correct. That's right.
And more south towards Lake Buena Vista is where the Disney properties are. So huge amount of choice, huge range, and like phenomenal choices, not only within those two theme parks, but as Cassandra's talking about, the rest of the resort area has something for everybody. And it's great to call out the other types of tourism other than the theme park tourism, because the theme park tourism is pretty exhausting.
Yeah, you need a break, probably a day off.
It's great to have a day, and it's great to have options and alternatives.
Yeah.
And the hotel options that Cassandra was talking about there are, you know, most of them are either full service hotels or villa options for people to live in. So if you want a day off and you want to chill for a day, it's a really relaxing, laid back destination just to say, okay, I'm having a day out.
Yeah.
Or as my father would say, I'm having a relax.
A relax. Very good.
And I actually wanted to point out that even though there are these different neighborhoods, you are literally within 20 minutes of one another. So even though there are different areas of Orlando, the Universal area is only 15 to 20 minutes from the Disney area. And it's right, you know, it's right there in the International Drive area. So it's very easy and convenient to get if you want to do, you know, a day of Universal, a day of Disney, a day at Icon Park, as an example, or as I mentioned earlier, taking a day to the beach, because you're right. A lot of the families come in and they're going to, you know, hit the parks and really enjoy them from morning to the evenings, because what happens in the evenings of our theme parks is fireworks, right? There's a fireworks show in Orlando every single night, every day throughout the year. So, but some people want to enjoy a day or two at their resort because they have amazing spas and pools, as well as golf courses for people to enjoy.
So there's a hotel or option for any budget as well for very families much. And it's...
And then looking just at the likes of Universal, because like if we're looking at our consumers, the theme parks are a big draw. And then what we try and do is educate them around everything else. And, you know, Universal are going to have that new Epic. When does that open? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are so excited. I mean, obviously, it's on the world stage about Universal's new park called Epic Universe. And the first day will be May 22nd of 2025. And they're already selling tickets. They're already, you know, making hotel reservations if you want to stay on property. So we are very excited about that new addition because we are known as theme park of the world. But it's going to have five worlds in one park. You know, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, of course, they wanted to expand and offer new offerings from Harry Potter. But for those gamers out there, Super Nintendo World is where guests will enter the Icon Green Pipe and discover a new way to play as they step into the worlds of beloved characters like, of course, Mario and Luigi, as well as Donkey Kong. So we're excited that Universal is looking at some of their storylines like How to Train a Dragon, which has been very popular. So that's going to be a new world at Epic Universe. So we're very excited, and people are already showing a lot of interest in Epic Universe.
That's great. That's a really cool name, Epic Universe.
Isn't it? And, you know, it speaks to the investment that these companies put into the theme parks, that they're always looking to innovate. They're always looking to have something new and to provide something with the consumer, because consumers go back frequently. And, you know, they need to see something different. And Disney, by the same token, has an expansive range of parks for its guests to enjoy.
Yeah.
But let's chat a little bit about Disney, maybe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Walt Disney World Resort, of course, it's comprised of not only the four theme parks, but sometimes people forget there's two massive water parks. And that is always a great offering to break up some of your theme park days, is going to a water park. But of course, Magic Kingdom, you know, it offers Disney's most iconic attractions. And in the last year, you know, opened up several new rides, but Tron being one of them has been very popular. Epcot, there's always a festival at Epcot. So doesn't matter what time of year you come. Right now, we're right in the middle of, you know, the wine and food festival. But in the spring, we have Epcot's Flower and Garden Festival. So there's always special offerings at Epcot throughout the year. And then Hollywood Studios, you know, that's a really fun area where you can have thrill attractions, you know, which is, it's a lot of fun. And then Animal Kingdom, you can literally have a zoological experience and highlighting animals and rides. You can go on your very own safari. So people enjoy that. The two water parks that I was mentioning, Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach, you know, it's a great way. Like Blizzard Beach has this theme around a melting ski resort, and it offers not only those thrill water rides, but also relaxation, which I think some of the parents really enjoy.
Yeah, like it would just be perfect to running around doing the theme parks for a day to have a couple of days. you know, at these amazing water parks.
And how long would you recommend visiting the parks? Like in Universal, how many days would you recommend? In Disney, how many days would you recommend?
That's a hard one because it's personal preference, right? Okay. People find, but we definitely recommend doing, you know, multi-day, multi-park type of experience, as well as a multi-different experience within the destination. What we normally see from our international friends and visitors is that, you know, it can be a trip of 7 days all the way to 11 days, and you're going to find something new to do each of those days. But what we also find is people tend to have their favorites, whether it's a particular theme park or area. But if they also are a family that have been to Orlando before, you know, we encourage go beyond the parks. Like we have the Florida Airboat tours, and you can have an ecological experience, see some of those alligators that are part of our nature, bird watching, and you do it at a really fun experience doing airboat tours.
Cool.
So much more than just the theme park.
Yeah, loads to see.
And we haven't even mentioned some of them. We haven't even mentioned the likes of SeaWorld and other parks that are there as well. Like it is just mind-blowing in terms of choice and mind-blowing in terms of how well-resourced and how just incredible these places are.
I think, you know, all the parks and obviously Visit Orlando, you can always go to our website, which is visitorlando.com, to learn a lot more about all of these, whether it's the theme parks or even our neighborhood dining. Because I always say, you know, we're seeing an explosion of our culinary arts, and there have been some amazing restaurants that have opened as recent as just a couple of years ago to, you know, over 10 years ago. And we're very excited what's happened regarding our culinary arts. You know, we now are a Michelin guide destination.
Wow. That's cool.
It's worth kind of reemphasizing that website. It is a brilliant website in terms of consumer resource, visitorlando.com. We love your TV advertising. It just is so inspirational, so great in terms of just the smiles and getting away from the boring day job and having total escapism for all of the family. And another great destination in terms of multi-generational, because we're always talking about multi-generational tourism in our business. But Orlando really, really ticks the box there. Something for everybody. And the transportation, like Cassandra, years ago, it was more a case of hire a car and go from A to B. But now you have transport options that are really, really good. So that if consumers are of the mind that they don't want to drive, there's plenty of options.
We do. And in each of the areas, right, when we were talking about Icon International Park, International Drive area, there's a trolley system. There's a lot of our areas and neighborhoods that are also walkable. Now, some of the larger families, they still choose to rent a car because they may want to, again, have a day trip elsewhere. So we still see that as a popular transportation. But we do. We have a bus system. We have trolley systems. We even have now a high-speed rail service that can get you to and from South Florida. And so what we're seeing is there's even more options because people may fly into Miami, get on the high-speed rail service, and make it very easily to come to Orlando. Or somebody may want a day trip, and so they may take Brightline from here to like West Palm Beach and have their beach day and have lunch, but they don't have to get in a car. So it's ever evolving as far as our transportation system.
It really is. It's so changed. Like so many, great to have those options. Say, put yourself in our shoe. You have a consumer and they're saying, my very first time going to Orlando, we're a family, we've a couple of kids. How would you design the perfect couple of days, let's say it's going to be 7 or 10 days.
If it's going to be 7 to 10 days, I would definitely hit all the three major theme parks because I think that that makes it so fun. And you can see how Universal does something versus Disney does something. And so I think that that is something that I would recommend is making sure, because even under SeaWorld, and you mentioned we haven't even talked about SeaWorld, they have a theme park called Discovery Cove. And it truly feels like you are just at a resort all day. It's all you can eat, all you can drink throughout the day. You can have snorkeling experiences. You can swim with dolphins. There is bird watching. It is unlike any other. And so I would definitely integrate that. I think I would definitely do, I would stay at one of our amazing resorts and have a resort day for not just the parents, but for the kids to kind of relax. And then I think I would do what I would say is like a cultural Florida experience. And that could be, again, going on an airboat ride with Boggy Creek, which is right in the area, or you can go kayaking and see our beautiful crystal clear waters of Rock Springs. And you can see manatees, you can see other sea life, and it's just a great experience. So I would be intentional that I would definitely experience the parks if it's your first time here, but also get out and enjoy what some of our Florida iconic experiences are.
Brilliant.
Great. And what about the nightlife in Orlando? What can you tell us about that?
We've got some incredible nightlife. So as I mentioned, Disney has its own downtown and it's called Disney Springs. And it's free for all the guests. And there's nightlife, there's live music, there's entertainment. There's even a Cirque du Soleil show that you can do in the evenings, which is incredible, called Drawn to Life. But Universal, it has what's known as City Walk. And I would tell you that is somewhat of Universal's downtown. You've got Hard Rock, you've got karaoke, you've got dancing. You can even sing with a live band that's performing behind you, which is super fun for sure. But I mentioned the iDrive and Icon Park. We just welcomed our first, it's called Live at Point Orlando, and it has a bull riding experience. It has live music experience. So there's so many different venues. You're not going to ever starve for something to do at nighttime. And then I always want to tell people, but stop, because no matter where you are in Orlando, you can see fireworks each and every night. And I'll give you this tidbit. Disney has where you can rent these boats and you can go out into the lagoon and fireworks will just be blazing above your head. It is a great experience.
Sounds spectacular.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
What a great tip. Thank you, Cassandra. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So great daytime, endless choices, really good alternative options to do, really easy transportation, very easy access year round, and also like really good accommodation choices, Jill, like from the kind of hotels and the kind of upscale hotels to some great villa complexes where you can just rent, you know, stunning large villas with their own private pool. And again, that gives you more of a relaxing base, possibly really ideal for larger families or when one or two families are traveling together. Comes very affordable. And like these are big 4 or 5 bedroom villas. So like a really, really good options. And there is just so much choice. I think I would always be saying to consumers, definitely check out the likes of Orlando.com because it brings everything together on one site. It's not competing, you know, like it's a really good information base. And then go talk to your travel agent. Ideally, talk to us and click and go. But, you know, talk to your travel agent because there's quite a bit to put together. There's quite a bit, as Cassandra has been saying, about where to base yourself, understanding what age the kids are, what age the adults are, what the preferences are, what ticks the boxes in terms of any of the entertainment.
What you want to see and do,
And perhaps it is over to Cape Canaveral to see one of the launches, you know, like it's close by. Perhaps it's do an Orlando holiday and tag on a cruise before or after. Tag on another destination in the United States. There is just endless, endless, endless opportunities. And you just got to go.
Yep.
That's right. And we've talked about it. It's never been easier to get to Orlando from Ireland. And, you know, we definitely welcome and want to welcome you to Orlando for your next holiday.
Well, it's always, always, always in the top 3
Yeah.
for United States visits from Ireland. Like Orlando is always there, made so much easier now by Aer Lingus being direct on that route a couple of days a week. And that just takes the pain out of it. But there's lots of other options. So it's really easy to get to out of Dublin, out of Shannon, out of Belfast. Some great options there. And even out of Shannon, going different routes through the US into Boston, into New York, and then more of the summer routes that they get out of Shannon. So really, really, really good options there.
Lots of different ways to get across. And Irish people love shopping. What the what's the Orlando shopping scene?
How did we not talk about shopping in Orlando?
Well, you're right. We have, you know, what we would call traditional malls. We have luxury malls, but we also, and a lot of our friends internationally love the Orlando premium outlets because they offer, you know, opportunity for high-end shopping, but at a value and outlet pricing. So that we there's a mixture. If you're wanting, you know, a true mall experience, Mall at Millennia offers over 150 stores, as well as complimentary personal styling and shopping services. Or one of our iconic neighborhoods is known as Winter Park and Park Avenue. You, what I enjoy doing is going for brunch and then walking up and down Park Avenue and enjoying all the small boutique shopping. So no matter what you're looking for, if you like that boutique shopping or the outlet shopping, we've got you covered when it comes to getting out and about and taking some things back with you.
And we love a deal.
Oh, yeah. So the outlet shopping.
The outlets are just going to be everybody's go-to.
Yeah, it sounds like a holiday maker's paradise.
Not to mention the shopping in the theme parks.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
My God, they're irresistible. You've been to Paris. You know what Disney's like. Yeah.
You get stuff you wouldn't normally buy, but you get like bit by the bug that you have to buy. Yep.
And then the food piece you've touched on. And great to hear that that is becoming so important in Orlando in terms of the Michelin star standard and other options. So like, again, spoiled for choice.
Well, and as you know, I mean, people, there are definitely foodie people that want to try different types of cuisine. And so we're very excited. We now have 48 Michelin restaurants that have been recognized. And what I would I would advise is go out and explore, because again, we have variety of neighborhoods that are going to have very unique restaurants. I mean, Mills 50 is home to authentic Asian restaurants and actually is the largest Vietnamese American community in Florida. And there's some wonderful restaurants that are fun, but the food is just absolutely amazing. I mentioned Winter Park, which is one of our neighborhoods, and it is beautiful. It's got, a street called Park Avenue that has over 140 boutiques, as well as restaurants. You know, some of my favorite are Prado and the Ravenous Pig. But there's something for everyone. So, you know, yes, I would tell you the theme parks have some amazing dining as well. And many of our restaurants, I mean, our hotels in the various areas, you won't go wrong enjoying their restaurants that are actually on property. So I will say this, food is big here. And so you're not going to go hungry in Central Florida.
Brilliant. For me, it's easy because I can relate to the destinations, but you haven't been?
No, I haven't. And I'm itching now. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. The big holiday next year, maybe consider.
You should. Orlando. It's just brilliant.
Yeah. Get it maybe booked already.
So important. And get on to visitorlando.com.
Yeah. We'll put that on our notes as well.
Do.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just that we are ready and we are open and ready for you to come to Central Florida. Orlando is a great destination. And again, there's a variety of options at all different price points. And you can learn more on visitorlando.com.
I couldn't agree more. It is just a great destination. If you haven't been, you should go. If you have been, you need to go back. You don't have to have kids. It helps. They'll enjoy it. They'll eat into your wallet. But if you're adults and you're just looking for fun, friends of mine are just back from last week and they are raving about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put my leave request in, Paul.
Yeah, I think so. It has to be. It should be on everybody's go-to on a regular basis. And really lovely talking to you, Cassandra, to get an idea of what's new and what's changed and what's happening in Orlando.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening today. We hope you are ready for Orlando. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you have any suggestions, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks very much for joining us, Cassandra. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks a million, Cassandra. Thank you, Jill.